Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at North Bridger Bison in Montana Shields Valley. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Matt and his family cook me a bison dinner in this season's final episode.
We eat so much bison, I think our kids are going to grow horns.
Matt is preparing bison steaks on this busy fall weeknight. Normally, the family eats ground bison because it's quick and easy to prepare at the end of a long day of activities and chores.
So, lots of burgers, tacos, spaghetti sauce, meatballs.
The quarters, halves, and whole bison typically go to North Bridger customers. So a steak night like tonight is kind of a big deal. The meat is laid out on the kitchen island. One porterhouse, three T-bones, and a couple tenderloin chunks. Matt sharpens his knives to slice meat for our appetizer, bison sashimi.
Sarah Brown gets first bite. She's our guest of honor. All right, here, Sarah.
Thank you. All right, so tell me again what I'm eating.
Okay, so you are eating a thin slice of raw bison tenderloin or filet mignon.
Amazing.
The translucent slices, slick with olive oil, salt, and pepper, are succulent.
That's delicious.
After a reverential few bites, Matt moves on to the steaks he's prepping for the grill. Each has a thick rim of fat.
But in the middle, you can see how lean it is.
It's so lean.
Yeah.
So is this a function of bison or the grass-fedness of this bison?
More a function of bison.
Bison is leaner than beef, with fewer calories and lower total unsaturated fat. Its fat marbling is finer, making the meat soft and tender. And then, of course, North Bridger bison is grass-fed, which means even leaner meat with higher omega-3 content.
Ooh!
It's cooking time, and we head outside to the smoker.
Storm is coming.
Matt is planning a reverse sear technique. The meat starts on low, cooks slowly, and is seared quickly for a beautiful crust.
We're getting the best of all worlds here. We're going to do it on a wood-fired smoker, which is going to act like an oven, but you're going to get all that wood smoke flavor. And then we're going to finish it in a cast iron skillet and butter, so you're going to get that beautiful crust. Yeah.
The golden rule for bison, do not overcook.
Can't wait to hear what you think, but we think that like our bison steaks cooked medium rare, it's like your eyes roll back in your head. It's just so good. But just like elk or deer, because it's lean, you don't want to overcook it.
The steaks go in the scorching hot pan for a brief sear.
With the cast iron skillet smoking like a wildfire, I think it's important to note that you can also throw these on the grill and have a cold beer and not like do this whole production.
Fuss at the end.
You can do it very, like, we're just having fun and doing this for our guest of honor.
Thank you.
But normally we just throw them on the grill or do it in the pan and keep it really simple.
The meat is rested and sliced, the potatoes are mashed, and the salad is tossed. The kids settle into their seats, and the dogs assume their positions under the candlelit table.
Cheers.
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 We tuck into a meal that began on four cloven hooves in the sagebrush pastures that ring this small, snug house. In the gathering storm, the herd grazes on.
That is delicious. It is so good.
Oh, thank you.
From me and all of us at Yellowstone Public Radio, a heartfelt thank you to Matt Skoglund for sharing his story with our listeners. Thank you. Season 16 of Field Days begins in spring 2025.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.